Bruce in for Lindsay Davis. We begin tonight with the race for the White House and former President Trump's campaign now on the defensive after his fiery rhetoric at a rally in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday night. Trump warning while discussing the economy that there would be a, quote, bloodbath if he is not reelected in November. This after the former president kicked off the event by paying tribute to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
The media just president got Biden's caught pushing another ridiculous hoax. We got the latest on yet another desperate Democrat attempt to lie to the American people and why it's no longer working. And then, Michelle Obama just got some really bad news. We're going to see the latest polling that suggests a Democrat disaster in November, no matter who's the nominee. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. There's a reason why the late, great Rush Limbaugh used to call the legacy media the drive-by media. He recognized that their sole job, their role in our current political climate, was to arrive on scene, as it were, of a big political event, stir up emotions by spreading lies, particularly about Republicans, and then after a few hours or days when the truth eventually comes out, they're gone. That's their sole reason for existence. Spreading lies and propaganda that casts aspersions on Republicans, all the while singing the praises of Democrats. But because we now have the internet, the truth always ends up coming out. But when it does, the media just goes on to the next hoax. They literally just go to their next target. That's why they're the drive-by media. Exhibit A. Over the weekend, President Trump held a rally in the great state of Ohio. And if all you did was avail yourself of the legacy media, you would learn that Trump threatened a, quote, bloodbath if he doesn't win in November. The frenzy of headlines from all the various legacy media outlets all suggested that Trump was basically calling for violence in the wake of a possible defeat in November. Here is what he actually said.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
So you heard it yourself, gang. Was he calling for violence? Was he threatening violence in the wake of his defeat? No. The context could not have been clearer. It was obvious. He was talking about the car manufacturing industry. Remember, words get their meaning in their context. If I use the term game, it obviously matters if I'm talking about poker or hunting. The context determines the meaning of words. And the context for Trump's use of the term bloodbath was the car manufacturing industry. They would suffer a bloodbath in their industry if Biden's reelected. And yet, here's CNN giving Nancy Pelosi a platform to do what she does best, spreading lies through her false teeth.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler.
Now, here's what's so awesome, gang. Even libs weren't buying it. Sports reporter Michelle Tafoya tweeted out, quote, I don't normally defend Trump, but this is ridiculous, laughable, dishonest, and completely disrespectful of the American people, Speaker Pelosi. This is the kind of rhetoric that is ruining America. Now, we're seeing this kind of response even among libs precisely because, just like we saw, for example, with the Covenant Catholic School kids, the truth has a way of bypassing the media and reaching the American people via the internet. Already nearly 50 million people have seen Trump's comments in their original context, and they can see for themselves the enormous discrepancy between what he actually said and the way the legacy media reported it. And so what are the headlines today? Well, they're about how utterly embarrassing the legacy media's coverage of Trump's bloodbath comment really was. Everyone sees it. The days of the legacy media being able to pull the wool over everyone's eyes is over. That's exactly what Elon Musk said about it. Quote, over time, the newspapers have been fading away in relevance. Not gone, just as writing and mailing paper letters still happens, but no longer the way most people know what's going on. What's happening is that the internet is replacing the legacy media, much like email and texting is replacing the post office. Again, it's not as though people don't continue to use it, but they don't use it anywhere near like they used to. The days of the legacy media influencing public opinion uncontested are officially over. And we could see it in the polls. Wait until you see the latest on Michelle Obama. This is why the media has been reduced to lying about Trump. Wait until you see the latest shocker. It's going to absolutely blow your mind. But first, gang, you know I'm very passionate about the fact that we cannot rescue our nation if we don't first take care of ourselves. And health starts actually with our livers. I mean, if you think about it, we throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. But thanks to today's sponsor, there is a very real solution. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. It's manufactured right here in the United States, and it's approved by independent American doctors. And if you click on that link below right now, you can try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula when you order today. So don't let a fatty liver keep you sluggish and inactive. Gang, as many of you know, I lost over 60 pounds, and I could say it was one of the best decisions I ever made. So now it's your turn. Click on that link below or go to GetLiverHelp.com/Turley and claim your free bonus gift. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Turley. The latest Rasmussen poll is sending shivers down the spines of Democrats all across the country. Not only did Rasmussen find that were the election held today, Trump would crush Biden by 8 points, but were Democrats to run Michelle Obama instead, she would lose by 7. Which, by the way, is far better than Gavin Newsom. Gruesome Newsom would lose by 17. Things are so bad for Michelle Obama that election betting odds are only giving her a 4% chance of winning the White House. 4%. Now, we've talked about this before in other videos. Whether Democrats like it or not, Joe's the best they've got. In all the polling, I mean, it doesn't matter who they run. Michelle, Newsom, Cackles, Kamala, doesn't matter. They're all getting slaughtered by Trump. Biden is the one who polls the best among all Democrats, and that's obviously not saying much. Trump continues to dominate the polling. He's leading the RCP polling aggregate by nearly 2 points. Again, just to keep that in context, there was never a point in 2020 when Trump ever even came close to leading the RCP polling aggregate. Never. Biden was often ahead by double digits. And it's not just the national average. It's the swing state averages as well. Trump has a 5-point lead in the RCP aggregate for Arizona. He has a near 6-point lead in Nevada. He's got another 6-point lead in Georgia. He's leading Wisconsin and Michigan. And look at this coming out of the great state of Pennsylvania. This is Emerson's latest polling. Look at this. Trump has opened up a 4-point lead over Biden in Pennsylvania, 47-43. And keep in mind, Emerson is generally hostile to Trump. In other words, their polling is often the last one to show a Trump lead. And now we're getting reports that Biden and surrogates are starting to panic behind the scenes, behind closed doors, as it were. This is actually coming from NBC News. Biden and his people are starting to openly freak out over this polling. They're seeing the writing on the walls, and they're recognizing that it's probably too late to turn the ship around. Biden's heading into November with the lowest polling of any incumbent president in history, which means that he will most likely not get reelected, which means that they are under more pressure than ever to cheat and steal this election. I mean, make no mistake, gang, if you thought 2020 was bad, I'm convinced we ain't seen nothing yet. Now, the good news is it's going to be harder in 2024. States like Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, they've all passed election integrity laws that simply won't allow the kind of mail-in ballot insanity we saw in 2020. But that's not going to stop desperate Democrats from attempting all kinds of electoral shenanigans, made all the more necessary by Biden's imploding polls. So we have to be absolutely diligent going into November. Hopefully the RNC leadership, the new leadership, is prepared. Hey, gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized, but you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.